Last month, we reported on a survey released by Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville that showed the positive short-term impacts of cultural experiences on school children, such as field trips to the museum. Walton Arts Center also partnered with the University of Arkansas to study the long-term effects of exposure to the arts on kids. Laura Goodwin is Walton Arts Center's Vice President of Learning and Engagement.
We had the advantage of having years and years of data of which kids came to Walton Arts Center and which kids did not. The results are exciting. By interviewing seventh grade students, many of whom had come to the Walton Arts Center a lot during elementary school, and then many who had not come at all by virtue of which schools they attended, we interviewed them or surveyed them to find out how they were different. And what we found that kids that came a lot say that they want to be cultural consumers, so they want to go to Crystal Bridges, they want to go to Walton Arts Center, and they also participate in the arts more than other kids. So they're more involved in their school programs, and they say they want to continue to be involved in the arts.
The results also showed a difference in values among the groups of kids. Kids that come to the arts often have more empathy and tolerance than kids that don't come as often. Both studies showed the effects of arts were much stronger on minority and rural kids.
So kids that have the least access benefit the most from programs at Walton Arts Center and at Crystal Bridges. So field trips are so important, and having this kind of research is so important to Walton Arts Center because it lets us advocate in a new way. So how do we make sure that every kid in Northwest Arkansas has an arts field trip every year? This kind of research is really going to be a support for us and help us speak with more authority to the school districts in Northwest Arkansas.
Last year, over 50,000 school children went through various Walton Arts Center programs, such as the Colgate Classroom Series and Digging Up Arkansas. This year, Goodwin estimates they will reach at least 30,000 and work with 400 teachers, teaching them how to integrate the arts into subjects like history and literacy. Which brings us to today's field trip, a performance of Bear State of Mind. Building on the success of Digging Up Arkansas, a program that has brought Arkansas history into the classrooms of third to fifth grade students for the past several years. A partnership in imagination with Trike Theater, a Northwest Arkansas professional theater company for youth, continues with this Bear State of Mind. This production has gone through a few iterations. Originally, it was designed to go into the classroom. But thanks to a grant from the Mid-America Arts Alliance, this play is performed on a grander scale inside the center's Star Theater, providing school children a richer experience. Cassie Mishevitz is artistic director with Trike Theater.
So we were very excited to be able to bring in a gentleman named Christopher Parks, who had originally been at the McCarter Theater developing a style of theater called experiential theater. He now owns his own theater company called the Experiential Theater. But what he does is that he takes a script and a narrative form, and he figures out ways for the audience to be a part of it. So at times the audience is watching like a typical, normal, traditional audience. And then there are times when there's snakes and bunny rabbits and there's call and response. And then my big thing about this is that I wanted the experience not just to be within the audience-actor relationship, but also within the environment, because Star Theater is perfect for it.
The idea is to transform a space and use the theater and the tools theater offers to be able to offer a new and unique experience to young people, one that isn't a video game or a movie. Differing from Digging Up Arkansas, which focused on tableau to reflect on Arkansas history and brought the students up close to the actors, Bear State of Mind asked these youngsters to participate, which is imperative to their oral and visual learning style. Bear State is geared toward kindergartners, first and second graders, and written by Northwest Arkansas playwright Ashley Edwards and songwriter Shannon Wurst, it meets Common Core State learning standards. The play takes students on a camping trip through Arkansas.
There is a small little Arkansas black bear that gets lost in the woods. He's befriended by a barred owl, and through their friendship, they go on a journey to uncover the scary legend of the Goro monster. Along the way, they travel to the Arkansas Delta, down the Mississippi River, over to the coastal plains, back up through the Ouachita Mountains, and back up to Northwest Arkansas. So we take a trip around Arkansas, and in the meantime, we also find a mockingbird and woodpecker, a white-tailed deer, a pine tree, and so we learn a lot about the state symbols, bumblebee as well, and then also go through all the different regions of Arkansas.
The experience doesn't start inside the theater. It begins in the lobby, where about 135 students from Montessori, St. Vincent de Paul, and a couple of other schools wait, somewhat patiently, as the stage manager engages their imaginations.
Welcome to the Walton Arts Center. We are about to see a play called Bear State of Mind. Before you go in and see this play, I wanted to tell you a little bit about what you should expect. Normally when you come to a theater, you'll sit in chairs, but we're not sitting in chairs. We're gonna sit on sleeping bags and tarps on the floor. And so one thing to remember about these sleeping bags is that they're spread out, but you should sit with your class and stay with your class on those sleeping bags, because as you'll see, there are dirt paths on the floor where the actors will be going in and around.
Once the rules are laid out, the experience begins. Actors Jason Sewell, Shannon Wurst, and Julie Gable, who play brother and sisters Tommy, Patsy, and Hattie, welcome the kids and get their imaginations flowing.
You know, before we go into our campground, there are a couple things we need to do. And the first thing we need to do is make sure that everybody has on your hiking boots. You brought your hiking boots,
did you bring
right?
your boots?
Oh, don't worry if you didn't. They're right in front of you. Go ahead and pick them up and put them on your feet. Make sure you lace them up really tight.
Tommy, Hattie, and Patsy bring the students class by class into the theater, walking under a leaf canopy and into the magical forest, where tents, a picnic table, and sleeping bags await. The trip begins with Patsy strumming a guitar and reminding the campers of their home, Arkansas.
Hey, do you guys want to hear what we just learned?
Yes.
Sure. Are you guys ready? Here we go.
Is no shushing allowed. In fact, making noise is encouraged.
A woodpecker! It is a woodpecker! Let's make that sound.
If the actors need the students' immediate attention, they raise their hands and wave them, slowly moving them down. The kids, anxious to see what's next, abide as the black bear puppet makes his entrance, ready to take the campers on a trip through Arkansas to meet new friends and uncover wildlife, folklore, and state symbols. Bear State of Mind has been on preview to 2,000 kids for the last 2 weeks, with a final performance tomorrow. After the kinks are ironed out, the play will be ready in full force for next fall's entering students. This is Ozarks at Large.